Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you today?
I just got a call saying that I've ordered for something. I have not ordered anything.
Okay. Upon checking, I can see that there is a purchase for a Google Play gift card from your eBay account. Did you done that?
No.
Okay. Then let me tell you, I have just located the IP location, and the IP location is showing me California, US. I do believe you live in Australia.
That is correct.
Then definitely what is happening, some fraudulent people from overseas, they are misusing your information. So I do believe you want to cancel this charge right now.
Yes, I would like to.
Okay. For the cancellation, there is the online procedure I can see from my server. So could you please tell me, are you using an Android phone or are you using an iPhone?
Android.
Can you put me on speaker on this Android phone so that I can help you out for getting the cancellation?
Okay.
Now, on your Android phone, look all the apps. There will be apps which says Play Store. Could you please find it out and open it up? Play Store. Just look. There will be a Play Store app.
How do I get to that?
What can you see on your cell phone screen? Tell me.
Just your number and...
Do you know how to go back to your home screen? Do you know how to go back to your home screen where you can see all your icons, all your apps?
No, I don't know how to go.
Okay. From bottom, there will be a circle icon and a white color circle type. Just look. From bottom, there will be like that. Not the red one, the circle one, white color, at the very bottom. Or try to swipe the page from bottom to top.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you able to go back to your home screen?
I was able to.
Right now, what can you see? Still see my number?
No, I can't see your number, but I can go to the original main screen.
Yes, go to that main screen where you can see all your apps, like the camera, photos, like that app, messages. You need to go on the app pages. Now you can see all your apps?
Yes, I can see.
On the apps, you need to find out an app which is Play Store. Just
yes,
look,
I can see that.
Play Store.
I can see that.
Open it up. Click on that one.
Yeah.
Now, after opening up that, at the very top, what do you see, sir? At the very top.
At the very top. On the bottom, I can see apps.
Yeah, at the very top, do you see search for apps and games? Search, a white color panel search.
Yes, I can see.
Click on that one. Now,
yes.
I will help you to first of all for getting the cancellation ID of this fraudulent charge. So type over there A as an apple, the letter A. N as a November, the letter N.
Yes.
And Y as in yellow, Y. Then D as
yes.
A David, D.
Any desk, is it?
Yes, click on that one, correct.
Now,
yeah. Do you see the install option on that AnyDex one? Click on that install.
Yeah.
Now, after that, you will see an option called open. Do you see open comes up?
Not yet. It is installing.
Yes, take your time. You will get to see an open option right now. When you see the open, just do
yeah.
Let me know.
I can see it.
Now click on the open, and now every option you can see, tell me one by one.
Now
Now what can you see?
I can see KLMS.
Yes, scroll down the page, there will be an option which says agree and continue, anything like that. There will be a checkbox, you need to click on the checkbox and then click on agree and continue.
Confirm.
Now what, yes, confirm. Now what can you see? What can you see, sir?
I can see plugin available.
Cancel. Click on cancel first.
Yeah.
Now what can you see?
Tutorial.
Now, you need to click on the blinking area where the circle is blinking, you need to click it again and again. Until and unless you see a number comes up, you will get to see the blinking area. Click on that blinking area.
Yeah, I can get 862-090-670.
Slowly tell me the number, sir.
86
then?
2. Yeah.
Then?
090.
Uh-huh.
670.
Okay. Now, still the, it is flashing or the flashing is gone? Still it is blinking?
Yes. No.
Still it is blinking or the blinking is gone, sir? Can you tell me?
Gone. Blinking.
Okay, now
gone.
Just below that number, there will be an option which says set password. Do you see that, any option like that? Set password. Click on that set password. A password has been generated. You need to put the password. Now, after that, do you see a security page comes up?
Yeah, security, yes.
Now, what is the first option do you see? Can you tell me?
Always show incoming session.
Now, you need to scroll down, you will see a single line option which says permission profiles. Just little bit go scroll down the page and permission profiles in a single line.
Yes.
Click on that. Now what is the third option you can see? Third option.
Full access.
Click on that one, correct. Now, after that, there will be again the third option which says enable unattended access. There will be a small blank checkbox. Do you see that?
Well, I just can't understand all this, to be honest with you. I never ordered anything.
Yes, now I
got a call from somewhere and which says you ordered $299 worth, it will be debited to your account. All that rubbish.
Listen to me, sir. Right now, you have generated the cancellation ID and the password is generated from our server. I have told you the IP location. It is from California, US. I will show you that as well from where the persons are trying to place the order right now. First of all, you need to put the password over there. Then you will get to see that the eBay secure server is canceling your purchases right now. Because the purchase has been made, sir, and those fraudulent persons are misusing your information. That is the reason.
Okay, now what do I do? Enable unattended access?
Correct. Click on that one. Now, after that, it will ask for a password. That's correct, sir?
Yes.
The password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase, sir. It will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
What?
7890. 7890. Click on OK.
Yeah.
Did you? Now, from the eBay secure server, you will did you click on OK?
Yes.
Now, from the eBay secure server, you will receive a security warning and you will get a start now option coming up. If you see the start now, you need to click on the start now option. When you see the start now comes up.
Yes.
Click on that start now option.
Yes.
Now at the right bottom there will be a close option. Give a click on that close option.
Yes.
Did you give a click on that close option?
Yes.
Okay. Now, at the left top corner, there will be an arrow pointing leftwards. Click on the arrow.
Yes.
Now, what comes up?
It says, secure server is now viewing your desk.
Now, you can see that now, right now, the eBay secure server will help you to cancel all the purchases, and they will do that right now for you. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just help you out for getting the cancellation, and first of all, show you from where the persons are misusing your information.
Sama, I think this is all a bit fishy, to be honest with you.
No, sir. Right now, I will first of all help you out to show you who are the persons misusing you. My senior supervisor will help you out right in this moment. Okay? I will just going to transfer this call to my senior supervisor, and he will show you each and everything. He will show you the orders, and he will show you that misusing your information and who are doing that from where. So go back to your home screen. Go back to your main page first. Now, right now, first of all, I'm going to transfer this call to him. He will help you out to show you that things. Okay? Just be online with me. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Joseph. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor. How are you doing today?
Where are you from, actually?
We are from eBay Customer Support, and we are from the headquarters of Sydney. And I do believe my previous colleague has explained to you each and everything regarding this call.
No, I understand, but to me, it looks something is really fishy here.
Okay, I'm going to show you all the things right in front of your eyes, and then you can say that, okay, that what exactly is going on. So, the server has verified your ID successfully according to our reports. Now, do a thing, sir, open up a fresh page of Google from your end, okay? Open a fresh page of Google from your end.
Yeah.
Once you're on the Google, please let me know.
I am.
You're on the Google now?
Yes.
All right. Now, look at the search bar. You need to type over there. My, M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
Yeah.
Leave a space.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Yeah.
Then P for Paris.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any option coming up? It says my IP address location. Tap on that option.
Look, I better talk to my bank first, and then
Not going to resolve your problem, right? Because telling your bank what will happen, they're going to block your account for 3 to 5 days. After that, they're going to again reopen your account. So that's not going to resolve your problem, because somebody else from outside is already using your information from their end. And they're doing some fraud activities to do some fraud transaction. If you change your passwords and things, those people will be able to access all your information again. That's why I'm going to show you the things right in front of your own eyes. Now, do you see any option coming up on your screen? It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here. Anything like that?
Look, boss, I'll be very straightforward. I'm not comfortable with all this.
I'm also telling you straightforward. We don't want any kind of unwanted transaction happens to your account by our company. All right. If that happens, then we have to refund you the money back, right? So we don't want any kind of fraud transaction happens to your account. That's why we are going through the security procedure, okay? So please understand that, okay?
I don't want to understand that, Joseph. I don't want to understand anything.
We are not asking any of your information over the call. This is a security call you're getting from our team. You haven't given us any of your information over the call. We haven't asked you to give us. Okay. We are just giving you the cancellation of a fraud charges and we are giving you the security. That's all we are doing for you.
You're going to my IP and all that. I'm not comfortable with all that.
Sir, I'm showing you the things. Do you know what is IP address? First of all, tell me that.
Yes.
How does it work?
Yes, okay. I know.
All right. Just give a click on the first option, what is my IP address location, find out here. I'm going to show you all the problems from there, okay? Give a click on that option.
Look, I'm not comfortable with this. I'll be frank with you.
Sir, I'm not. Sir, you need to understand, we are going through a security procedure, okay? This call is getting recorded for training and quality purpose. So please cooperate with us for 5 minutes. If you see anything is going wrong, if you see it's not possible for you to do this, then we will hang up. All right? You don't have to cut.
No. My mind is not. Listen to me. You're not listening to me.
I am listening to you, sir. I am listening to you.
Yeah, just let me finish, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you have access to my.
Access to what? Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?